Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is well this evening. It is June 16th, 2022, and we are on day three of the Senate of the hearing for the January 6th insurrection.
Yes, we're glad everybody is here to join us. The proverbial shit has hit the fan as of January 16th. We began public hearings on the madness that transpired on January 6th, 2021 at Capitol Hill. Donald Trump and his cronies tried to usurp power and take over American democracy in a failed coup attempt. What are your thoughts, America? Should those responsible for the travesty be severely dealt with? What do you want to see happen to those unpatriotic Americans behind this bare, naked grab for political power? Did Donald Trump inspire the Treasonous Act? Was it a dry run of things to come in 2022 and 2024? How can we prevent this from ever happening again? Call us at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Thank you for hitting like, share, and follow button. You can subscribe to us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We proudly represent everything right-wing nut jobs hate in America. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with David Franklin and Laura Pickup. We're not anti-social, we're anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Laurie, it was a four-hour hearing today on Capitol Hill, the second day, like you say. And it was compelling.
To say the least.
Today,
as far as I was concerned, it was deep. It's very complicated, unbelievable in my eyes how it was planned by so many people. There were so many players, so many rotten eggs in our government willing to take away our democracy for a freaking lie. We were so close to losing our democracy that I don't think everyone really understands how close we were. The president at that time was off the rails. We all know that. I think he was delusional and high on power. I am happy that Vice President Pence kept his cool, and I have a little more respect for him today than I did in the past. And we can get into that shortly.
Yeah, do you think Mike Pence, if he was caught, that the Proud Boys would have killed him or tried to kill him?
Yes, absolutely, because the Proud Boys, they said, were only from his disclosed location, that they took him and others too in his circle. They were only 40 feet away from Mike Pence and others. That is all. That was the only thing that separated them, were 40 feet. So, yes, I do believe that the gauntlet had been thrown down. I believe that the mob fired up. And I believe that, yes, they would have killed Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi if they could have found her. Absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Yes, yes. And there's this Congressman Loudermilk. I don't know which state he's from, but he, the day before, January 5th, he gave a lot of people, including the Proud Boys, a personal tour of the White House and showing them, you know, hiding places and, you know, things. And Capitol Hill and things of that nature, where, you know, the people who are from the regular public, you know, should know about, you know, and he's denying it now, you know, so that's so unpatriotic and disgusting what he did.
Absolutely. There is a reel out there. Actually, there's a video out there showing what he was doing, and he absolutely did do a so-called tour of undisclosed locations in that area. This was plotted. This was planned. It was going down. No doubt about it.
And Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado District 3, she was tweeting the whereabouts of Nancy Pelosi and other members of the House.
Yeah.
You know, so isn't that grounds for expulsion, you know, or a reprimand? You know, should she be censored for doing that?
Absolutely. Actually, she should be kicked out or maybe even arrested.
Exactly.
But then again,
again,
we can go back and we can probably make a list as long as both of our arms put together, and we can make a list of who we think should be arrested. I hope that after the hearings, that people will understand the gravity of what happened, the danger, the brutality, the spitefulness, the hate. There are no words to describe. I'm out of words. I watched that today, and I can't get it out of my mind. I truly can't.
Yes,
it's just
indeed.
Beyond. And then there was Professor John Eastman. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, he's one of Trump's lawyers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was standing next to Trump when Trump was doing his speech, and he was egging on. He was egging on the crowd. As far as I'm concerned, he is complicit, just as complicit as Trump is. And he should be arrested as well. He was deep into all of it. He really was.
Yes. Yeah, and he's still out there promoting the garbage that Donald Trump is saying. The Michael guy also. Giuliani as well. You know, it's...
Drunk Giuliani.
I just can't understand these people. I can just go through the list and, you know, you see how unpatriotic and how stupid, you know, the people who voted for Trump are, you know, they'd rather listen to Fox News, not turn coverage of this January 6th committee hearings, and they'd rather talk about things like Hillary's emails and Joe Biden's son, which, you know, there's nothing there. Prosecute Joe Biden's son up. You know, different red herrings that don't have nothing to do with the current situation that's happening, you know, so it's sad, really. And our democracy is in peril because, you know, this is, to me, a dry run, basically, for 2022 and 2024. You know, they're doing everything in the war to suppress the votes for minorities, you know, and closing a lot of polling stations in heavily minority areas, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, we need to save our democracy.
Absolutely. I want to go back a moment to who John Eastman is, because I was curious today as to who he was. And I do remember him doing speeches. He has a very loud, boisterous voice. His voice travels.
Mm-hmm.
It carries. It's deep and it's loud. And this is, this is the little bit that I found. Eastman is 62. Was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, holds a bachelor's degree in politics and economics from the University of Dallas, a law degree from University of Chicago Law School, and a doctorate in government from the Claremont Graduate School in Claremont. He clerked for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas before his 21-year teaching career at Chapman University Law School in Orange, while at Chapman. Eastman led the Claremont Institute, a right-wing think tank, and founded the Center for Constitutional Jurisprudence, a law firm affiliated with Claremont Institute that represents conservative clients. That tells us a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And I have a clip here of John Eastman on January 6th when he spoke at a Trump rally. And this is what he had to say. Giuliani was right next to him.
Okay.
Demand Vice President Pence is this afternoon at 1 o'clock. He let the legislatures of the state look into this so we get to the bottom of it and the American people know whether we have control of the direction of our government or not.
John Eastman is seen standing alongside Rudy Giuliani, that is, at a Stop the Steal rally where the crowd was urged to march to the Capitol building. More than 1,400 people, including his colleagues, have signed an online petition demanding he be fired.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC.
Yes, so, John Eastman is one of the conspirators to overthrow the duly elected government. Yes, and at a Capitol Hill hearing today, he said if there is any consideration for a pardon list, he still wants to be a part of that pardon list. If he didn't do anything wrong, why the hell do you want to be on a pardon list? Tell me. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, these people wanted the things that are against the law and don't take accountability for it. You know, compared to Democrats, we saw the Minnesota former senator. He was in a skit with this conservative woman when they're in the Middle East, so, you know, that performing for troops, and he, you know, had to resign, you know, Al Franken. And there are many examples of that. So, you know, this whole garbage about, oh, you know, you have to take personal responsibility and everything. The Republicans saying, do as I say, not as I do. They're not leading by example. They're failures, all of them.
Absolutely. Well, sir, I call them more than failures. I call them traitors to our country. That's what they are. The only thing that they were looking for is power and a money grab. That's what they all were there for, power and money. All the money that they could get and stuff in their pockets. That is it. Nothing more and nothing less.
Exactly.
They saw that that was their goal, to take over our government. It was a coup, no doubt. Jenny Thomas also had ties to with Eastman. I think they spoke a few times and conspired. Is my take on the whole thing.
And Jenny Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, was in contact with Mark Meadows, White House Chief of Staff, Jared Kushner, and a lot of people in Capitol Hill, both in the Senate and the House. So that should be a conflict of interest right there for Clarence Thomas, his wife, as one of the leaders in the insurrection. And hopefully the committee will call her in front to testify of what she knew, when did she know it, and what was exchanged between her and Mark Meadows. I'm sure it's going to come out eventually. you know, but the truth must be told. And, you know, when the truth comes out, hopefully voters listen and vote accordingly, because this is so unpatriotic. You know, it's, I mean, we're for free speech and all here on the show, but this is not 1930s Germany where one set of people want to have their own way and try to bully you and, you know, take over the system undemocratically. And,
yes,
you know,
so you're right.
It's unacceptable.
Now, this has to do with free speech. This has nothing to do with anything except a grab of power illegally, illegally, a coup. And I just want to kind of give a little background on Ginni Thomas. I ran across this, and I thought this was very interesting. In the 1980s, Virginia Ginni Thomas had a moment of clarity. She realized she had fallen in with a group she considered a cult and sought to be deprogrammed from it, she said in a decade-old remarks obtained by NBC News. Thomas's involvement with LifeSpring, an organization advertising training seminars perpetuating to help participants unlock almost superhuman potential, left her wondering what it was about herself that allowed her to be drawn in. Her successful deprogramming, considered a controversial tactic, led her to become a vigorous anti-cult crusader for years. For years, she was deeply involved with the nation's largest anti-cult organization, assisting in setting up workshops for congressional staffers to combat groups like LifeSpring. When you come away from a cult, you've got to find a balance in your life as far as getting involved with fighting the cult or exposing it, Thomas told attendees in a 1986 Cult Awareness Network panel in Kansas City. And and kind of the other angle is getting a sense of yourself and what it was that made you get into that group and what open questions are there that they still need to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of gives you an idea that maybe she kind of backtracked herself or had a relapse, so to speak. What do you think?
The only thing I think is that she got caught with her hand in the cookie jar, and now, you know, she wants to backtrack and say, oh, I'm so innocent, you know, I have nothing to do with anything. So, she's emotionally susceptible.
I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that if she was gullible enough to be in a cult in the 1980s and had to be deprogrammed, it's kind of like someone that was maybe an alcoholic or on drugs and got tempted again. That's the only that I together in my mind as to why she got involved in this, because we know that's coming. She is going to be involved in this. It's coming.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting. I'm just putting it out there because I find it really interesting.
I find her emotionally unstable. And, you know, Clarence Thomas should excuse himself from anything related to January 6th because of conflict of interest is his wife and everything. But I think she should pay the penance for what she did, you know?
For sure.
It was disgraceful what she did.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and remember a couple years back, well, more than a couple years back, I think 6 years ago, you know, she publicly endorsed Ted Cruz for U.S. president.
Yes.
You know, why would the wife of a Supreme Court justice do that? You know, I mean, do it privately, yeah, but God, Ted Cruz, with everybody.
I know, of all people, right?
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to play a clip of her, you know, when I had a little sit-down chat with her about endorsing Ted Cruz, and here it is.
Hi, I'm Ginny Thomas. A lot of people know me because of my husband, who's on the Supreme Court, but the truth is I'm my mother's daughter. My mother was a Reagan delegate in 1968 to Miami, and I caught the bug when I was a teenager. And I relish the opportunity to change this town. But what I really love are the people outside of this beltway of Washington and the people who see we can have a strong America again. And when you assess the whole field of who's running for president, I'm looking for the kind of person who will be the leader of the free world, someone who has a North Star, someone who's a principled, experienced conservative. And Ted Cruz has got the scars to show that he's tangled with the top Republican leaders and Democrat leaders in town. It was so refreshing to see Ted Cruz come and be truthful and principled and conservative, even under attack. That showed us all something. Rhetoric and promises on the campaign are not enough. So what's great about Ted Cruz is we don't have on-the-job training problems with Ted Cruz. He has seen and assessed and been part of the battle in Washington, D.C. To watch the scene, you have to say Ted Cruz is a leader. And he's
distinguished. Okay, I've seen enough, hard enough. I want to vomit.
I know.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
The worst of the worst, loving the worst of the worst. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, did you know that Betsy DeVos from Michigan, the former education secretary, Mike Pence did bring up the 25th Amendment, removing Trump, and she resigned soon thereafter. You know, I don't know the backstory behind that, but
she
claimed that she was willing to back the 25th Amendment. You know, some say she didn't. You know, so
hard to know.
Well, who knows? You know, it's just a whole, you know, hot mess there with the Republican Party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And going back a little bit to Mike Pence. You know, when the president was saying things like, you know, if Mike Pence is, you know, doesn't do the right thing, he's not going to be my friend anymore. And basically egging him on and, you know, wanting him to certify the election in and say it was illegal. And Mike Pence did not back down. I have to give Mike Pence a little bit of respect for that because he refused to leave with the Secret Service because he wanted to finish his duty to certify the election.
Mm-hmm.
When taken to secure location, he and others were, as I said before, were only 40 feet away from the seditionist.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm saying is that he could have got into this, you know, the car with the rest of them and, you know, and left and instead of going into his location and working until the middle of the night so that he could certify the election. You know, I think he was down there. I thought they said 4.5 hours or so. And then he decided to, you know, he did certify the election. But I guess what I'm saying is he could have gotten into the Secret Service, gone with the Secret Service, got into the car and drove away. But he decided to stay because he wanted to fulfill his duty because he knew it was the right thing to do at that moment. And for that, I have respect for him. You know how I feel about Mike Pence, but at that moment, I do have respect for him.
Yes, indeed. Even though I might want to throw up that Mike Pence did the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's just as bad as them, But he did the right thing.
At the end.
But before we'll come back to that, here's Donald Trump responding to
the Capitol riots when it happened. It's a different clip. Here it is.
Attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country.
Yeah, okay, enough of you. Yeah, he said he sent out National Guard immediately. What a lying sack of garbage. Jesus Christ.
That was a lie.
Why is this man not in prison? Seriously, why? I mean, oh, my God. He sat there and stood there in front of the cameras and actually lied and saying, oh, he sent National Guards immediately. And, oh, God, he's sickening.
He is beyond sickening.
Yeah,
he is.
He should be in prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 515-605-9802, the number to call in. Hello, Michigan. How are you?
Real good tonight, and I agree with you guys 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Good, good.
Irritated as always.
I was just looking on the opinion page of the Travers paper, and they had the article by Eugene Robinson, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline is, Trump and Fox News told the big lie for profit. Just right on what you said, Lori. I'll read you a couple things he said. The claim that the 2020 election was stolen was a lie from the very beginning. Donald Trump knew that. Fox News knew it too. It is bad enough that the lie led to the violent mob attack on the Capitol on January 6th. Excuse me. But as the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection laid out on Monday, this assault was in service of not just political power, but also Trump's grubby, unrelenting pursuit of profit. Excuse me. It said, it goes on to say, yet for Trump and Fox News, profit triumphed over patriotism. And then he said, who could have guessed that the big pot of money would be found at the heart of this whole sordid affair? Well, anyone remotely familiar with Trump's modus operandi over his entire career, that's who. And then he ended with, the House Select Committee might be able to search the trumpets who appear to regard being grifted by their leader as a mark of honor, but sane Americans will see that bad business, what bad business this is for the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he was
absolutely
right on what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. There's no, I mean, it's very simple. It's not hard to figure out.
No. And him and his minions and Ginny Thomas, like you said, should go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
They're all guilty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Ladies, I
just hope those
Trumpers
watch this and realize what's going on and change their mind.
Mm-hmm. No, no one.
Yeah, and then you see all these people running for office that are, you know, still kissing his butt because they want to be in office. But it doesn't make any sense right now. I just don't understand.
Yeah, so I want to play this clip. I want to play this clip. Steve Bannon, who raged at Attorney General Garland, saying that if he indicts Trump, we'll impeach you. Listen to this. This is pure classical madness.
Trump won the presidency, and he is the legitimate president of the United States, and your guy's illegitimate, and the American people are awakening to that. And we don't care what you have to say, and I dare Merrick Garland to take that crap there last night and try to indict Donald J. Trump. We dare you? Because we will impeach. We're winning in November, and we're going to impeach you and everybody around you.
Okay, so, yeah, here, that fits the madness. That was Steve Bannon.
That's because he got a pardon, right?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he can't go to jail because he's not guilty of anything anymore, right?
He thinks he's above the law. January 6th committee sent him a subpoena. He's ignored it. Peter Navarro is in jail because he ignored his subpoena. Then why don't we put Bannon in jail as well till he appears in front of the committee? Nobody's above the law. Nixon wasn't above the law. You know?
No.
Nope.
I mean, it's crap like this where people get turned off against politics. Go ahead, Lori.
Well, I think that they are methodically leading up to everything. I mean, this is so, you know, yesterday was supposed to be at 10 o'clock. They decided they couldn't do it at 10 o'clock because the staff is so overwhelmed, overworked with everything, with the interviews and probably splicing them together and getting them, you know, everything in order. They're just want everything to be perfect. So they did 1 o'clock today, which I think also, when you double think it, 1 o'clock is a better time because a lot of people are either having lunch or, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, people aren't ready for this kind of stuff. And I really think 1 o'clock is really good. And I think it caught a great audience. I also believe that they have a plan. This is a 7-part series. Let's put it that way. And they are just lining them up. And they're showing Garland. Hey, Garland, Attorney General. Come on, Mr. Garland. Do your job.
And he's listening.
Now, I heard someone this morning, and I can't think of who it is, and I follow him on Instagram. His name is Texas something.
Texas
and
Paul, I think his name is.
I think he is Texas Paul. And he's, in his opinion, and he makes sense, he says maybe the only thing that they're going to be able to get Trump on and get him in prison is the money, the $250,000 and who knows how much more that was donated.
No, $250 million.
$250 million that was donated. And that money was used for other things. And I think that is definitely illegal because in that fine print, when you donate, it cannot be used for other things. And I think it was used for, we know it was used for other things. He said that may be the only thing that maybe Garland can actually get him on. You know Capone, what they got Capone on? What did they get him on?
Tax fraud innovation. Tax fraud innovation.
Yes.
After everything
we
need to murder. New York Attorney General will get him on. She's working on that at the same time. And he's already got caught with his hand in a cookie jar when he was running for office. Remember, he had to give back the money because he used it for personal stuff. You know, buy a portrait of me for a lot of money and all that stuff. But I really think what he did to Pence and trying to overturn the election will get him in jail, too. Because that's against the Constitution.
It is. Absolutely.
I'm hoping to get him on more than one. It'll be gone for a long time.
That's my point. And that's my hope as well. Right, David?
Yes, yes. I want to see that son of a bitch behind bars. Wearing orange, with shackles around his feet and his hands, and his head shaved.
Shackles around his waist, his arms, and his legs. Even his neck.
And his head shaved. That was still good.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And no orange makeup.
Yes.
Let his roots grow out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
His back is indeed his real hair.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to bring the focus on Boebert, Congresswoman Boebert. This is alleged, I want to say alleged, that she was a high-priced call girl, and, you know, that's how she met Ted Cruz. I guess Mrs. Cruz is not too happy about that, but that's for them to work out, you know. We're not going to play psychologists here on the show. You know, and she lied about getting contributions from Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz declared what he gave, you know, and the Met under dubious circumstances when she was working as a high-class hooker, allegedly. What do you think about that? She's the one who screaming that she's a Christian and she's a conservative. I mean, nothing against sex workers. If you want to do that, just be careful and, you know, be good at it. But when you have an elected official coming in saying, oh, Christian conservative family values, and her goddamn husband flashing his dick to teenagers in a bowling alley, you know, mm-hmm. come on. You know, and the people in Colorado District 3 really voted for that. What's your opinion?
So the good
What's
news.
Your opinion? Mm-hmm.
So good news is the mm-hmm. same PAC, they are called the American Mudrakers. It's a PAC. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that took down. Pardon?
The Mudrakers.
Yes. Mudrakers, Mudrakers, I don't know what they're called. American, yes, mm-hmm. you're probably right. They are the ones that took out Madison Cawthorn. Now mm-hmm. they have their eyes on Lauren Boebert. Okay. She mm-hmm. had two abortions,
mm-hmm.
which let me just back up 1 second when I say that. She had two abortions, which I am pro-choice, but I'm not going to, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to get into that part. I'm just stating what she had. She had two abortions. Also,
mm-hmm.
she was on. She was a paid escort on SugarDaddy.com. And yes,
wow.
Ted Cruz. Yes, it is called SugarDaddy.com. And now she is suing. she's suing because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And Ted Cruz did donate $126,000 to her campaign. And did convince mm-hmm. her to run.
mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about the two abortions, like I said, I am pro-choice. But she is saying that she is pro-life and against mm-hmm. abortion. Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they all?
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, unless you're Republican, Christian, conservative, then it doesn't count. you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what I want to believe.
But this is the kind of stuff that makes my blood boil, you know, because they get, mm-hmm. you know, they start screaming, oh, I'm going to sue, I'm going to sue. Well, you did what you did. You have
mm-hmm.
put it out there that you're pro-choice. But yet you had two
mm-hmm.
abortions. But yet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but yet, you know, you're,
you don't want anybody else to have one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to put out legislation out there that, you know, anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just
mm-hmm.
read a little bit about this American Mudrakers or Mudrakers. I'm not sure.
Mudrakers.
The American
Mudrakers.
Mudrakers, PAC, today uncovered that Lauren Boebert was an unlicensed paid escort. And on GoDaddy.com, SugarDaddy.com,
mm-hmm.
let's see, and text messages show she was bankrupt at the time and looking for pay to play. She was paid to escort wealthy men. The investigation in 2019, Boebert was hired by a wealthy male client in, doesn't say, he was just a something member. I can't read it because it's cut off. Boebert's rich client subsequently introduced her to the U.S. Senate in 2019, after meeting with Senator Cruz, Boebert was encouraged by and announced to her campaign for Congress in December of 19. So she started the Boebert campaign, and he helped her raise large sums of money during that time. And also says about it's disclosed that a $75,000 donation until Cruz's Federation by Cruz's Federal Election Commission. This is hard to read because it's very small print. The abortion at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. That's where she had it. Boebert had another abortion at that clinic. Known whether the second abortion was related to the sugardaddy.com or not, or someone else. So there you go.
Wow. What a tangled web we weave.
What a tangled web we weave. We weave when we're hypocritical liars.
Karma.
I love karma sometimes.
Karma is such a bitch. Exactly. You know, speaking of karma, Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier this week or last week was blaming the short of tampons on transgender people. I mean, that's what was she elected to Congress to spew that nonsense? I mean, what is her deal here? I know she's censored and everything, but
she spews anything that she can to get attention and to pull away from anything that makes sense. That's it.
She's you.
I don't know what else to say.
What has she done? Nothing. She's just
nothing. I think she has. I think she's signed one bill. I don't think she's even introduced a bill. Nothing.
Yeah, she's not allowed on the committees because she's been censored by Nancy Pelosi and Democrats.
Yes, that I know.
In
but I'm just saying,
votes,
even before that, she's done nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And this is why we have nice things in America, because people like her and Boebert and Jim Jordan. Speaking of Jim Jordan, do you know that he wants to cut the deal with the General Assembly Committee for his corporation? He wants first to have everything at his disposal. To what the committee has on him. So the rat's jumping ship now. So Jim Jordan won't cut some deal. If you don't have anything to hide, why do you want to cut a deal?
Exactly. I would love to see Jim Jordan go down. He's another one. He's another one that has a very loud, boisterous voice that he tries to intimidate with his, you know, his loud mouth, and he's full of shit, to put it.
Exactly. Like a crab. Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Can you tell me if you remember one thing the Republicans have done for our country? They were even voting against the infrastructure bill.
Oh,
what have they done besides
nothing?
Vote against everything.
And vote for
our
tax cut for corporations.
Voted against importing baby food.
And
voted against importing baby food.
They're useless. All they look for is publicity and donations and hang on to Trump. But they don't do anything that can help our country.
Well, you know, with gas prices so high right now, Exxon, BP, and other oil companies have recorded a $300 billion in profits while barrel prices are still low. Now, the Democrats have sent a bill limiting profits. I think this is a few weeks ago. They sent a bill to limit profits, but the Republicans voted against it. They shut it down. Because guess what? They're profiting off of it. They're being paid
no
under the table by
surprise
these oil companies. And guess who's getting the blame for our gas prices for being so high?
Biden. It's all his fault.
Of course. It's all his fault. Everything is Biden's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is Biden's fault. Give
yeah
me a break.
Well, they took,
you know,
didn't they take three processing plants, you know, that gas, you know, that they process gas, make gas out of oil.
Mm-hmm.
They took them offline because during a virus, but they haven't put it back to put the
exactly
gas at a cheaper price. So it's
right
all planned.
It is. The United States and the state government have given big oil $20.5 billion per year in tax breaks and subsidies. So
I know. That's been going on forever.
That's been going on forever. So if they're getting tax breaks, subsidies, what good are they at all? Why do we need the Republican Party? We don't need them. The only thing they are doing is helping themselves and rich corporations not to pay tax, and they're gouging us at the pump. That's it. Bottom line.
Until the Supreme Court changes backtracks again and say corporations aren't people and they can't donate. They only can donate so much money to a campaign, not unlimited funds. Unless that changes, this is nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm,
well,
exactly.
They need to start taxing these corporations and these billionaires. That's what they need
for
to start
sure
doing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Until
yes,
that
yes
is done, you know?
I can't remember the name of the rich guy that said it's really a sad day when his secretary pays more taxes than he does.
Oh, yeah.
Warren
you know
Buffett.
Who I'm talking
Warren
about.
Buffett said it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ladies, I have a next clip for you. This is Donald Trump speaking at January 6th before the insurrection, where he coaxed
mm-hmm
the crowd to go to Capitol Hill and march for the riots and blah, blah, blah. Here's a stupid orange idiot.
Yeah.
You're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now.
That declaration of Donald Trump as the next president is a mandate. Within America, I spent 2 votes and not sleep. Return 4 votes back to the states, not.
I know, I gotta clean it out. Your broadcaster is breaking up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. So that was Rudy Giuliani and Eastman and people who testified before Congress today. Mike Pence, lawyer, and the former judge testimony, you know, and everything. Yeah, I don't know why that was breaking up. Sorry about that. Yes, ma'am.
Happens.
Yes. So, next move by the committee. Interview.
You're breaking, David.
I don't know why. I hear you loud and clear.
Now I hear you better.
Now I hear you. You're okay now.
Oh, okay. Weird.
So
yes, ma'am.
I can hear you. Very strange.
Okay, I'm saying from here, I want to test my day three. This is Nadia, that former judge who said it would have caused a civil war if Trump did. You know?
Still breaking up.
I don't know. I'm not hearing.
Yeah, you're just breaking up, David. I can hear two words, and then you're breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Anyway, let me play some more of this.
Mr. Jacob, you discussed and even debated this theory at length with Dr. Eastman. Did Dr. Eastman ever tell you what he thought the U.S. Supreme Court would do if they had to decide this issue?
We had an extended discussion, an hour and a half to 2 hours on January 5th. And when I pressed him on the point, I said, John, if the vice president did what you were asking him to do, we would lose 9-0 in the Supreme Court, wouldn't we? And he initially started, I think maybe he would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, you're right, we would lose 9-0.
What would have happened to our democracy if Vice President Pence had gone along with this plan and certified Donald Trump as the winner of the 2020 election? A constitutional jump ball situation, political chaos in Washington, lawsuits, and who knows what happening in the streets. And you would have had the Vice President of the United States having declared that the outcomes of these state elections were incorrect. So for all of those reasons, there would have been significant short-term consequences. But in the long term, we would have established a situation where a vice president would have asserted that one person could have the authority to determine the outcome of an election, which is antithetical to everything in our democracy, antithetical to the rule of law. So it would have been a significant impact both in the short and the long term.
Okay, so that was Mr. Jacobs. He is Mike Pence's lawyer, and the consequences of what might have happened if Mike Pence did the bidding of Donald Trump. Can you hear me? Everybody still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, telephone number 515-605-9802. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We proudly represent everything right with nut jobs here in America. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Okay, so last 30 minutes of the show now. Where do we go from here, ladies? What do you think?
Well, there was one little thing that I came across today that I kind of thought is important. And it kind of it does have to do with January 6th. And the following Republicans have refused and voted against awarding congressional medals of honor to the January 6th police officers. Here are the following that voted against. And I'm going to say their names because shame on them. Barry Moore of Alabama, Chip Roy of Texas, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, M.T. Green of Georgia, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Clyde of Georgia, Thomas Massey, Kentucky, John Rose, Tennessee, Lauren Boebert, Colorado, Paul Gosar, Arizona, Mary Miller, Illinois, Michael Cloud, Texas, Louis Goldmark, Texas, John Rose, Tennessee, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia. They all voted against giving those poor police officers Congressional Medals of Honor. Why? Why would they vote against that? Why?
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they're appeasing their followers and supporters who are part of this thing. And as you said, they're disgusting.
There are no grounds to deny these people that risk their lives to protect the Capitol and all the people in it. They were protecting them. They were in the building. And they wouldn't give them a congressional medal? Are you kidding me?
No. No.
Oh, my God. How low can they sink? How low can they sink?
Huh? Mm-hmm. As low as you can
There's no bottom of the barrel for the Republicans who voted no on giving congressional medal of bravery. You know, kind of instigating the shit. They're backing Trump, even more than the privately talking that, oh, yeah, he lost. You know, so they have no particular fortitude, no character, no self-dignity, you know?
None whatsoever.
And again,
why
would you vote Republican?
Trump was dumbest and most dangerous president. They even proved it. I forget who said it, but he was exactly right. And these people are bowing down to this idiot? I don't get it. I know it's the money. It's the money. And they think that they keep all their base will vote them in and they keep their power too. But, oh, my God, what have we reduced? We're reduced to scum, pond scum. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, pond scum is too nice of a description of it.
We're on the air.
I'm at a loss of words to describe such people, you know, that would vote for Donald Trump and everything. Mm-hmm. All right, now, musical interlude time. We're going to take a little short break and then come back, and we'll have, you know, like 20 minutes left and everything, and we'll wrap up. I'm taking in more calls if, you know, any more calls come in. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin, New Mexico.
Lori Pickin, Michigan.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Because if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election.
It also means standing apart from most of her fellow congressional Republicans.
We have too many people now in the Republican Party who are not taking their responsibility seriously.
Welcome back to Kitchen Politics 123, The Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Jersey, in New Mexico.
Hi, and this is Lori Picka from Michigan. Glad to be back.
Yes, we're speaking with Susie from Michigan. Mm-hmm. The number to call, we'll have 20 minutes left. It's 515-605-9802. You could like us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're talking about failed coup attempts and a January 6th hearing led by Congressman Bernie Thompson and Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Yes, so... Okay.
Talk about a Congressional Medal of Honor. Cheney should get one.
Yeah, he should.
Mm. I mean, just stood up against the Republican Party, you know. Who would think that Cheney would do that, you know?
I know.
She's getting, she and the President, Zelensky, they're getting the JFK Profile and Courage Award.
I agree.
Oh, that's great.
That is
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
that you're in the honor list there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's news to me.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Yes, man. Because what you're doing is really courageous. Anybody who stands up in the Republican Party, we can see how in the primaries
there's
they
no
get words. Chance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was not my favorite person.
Not mine
by
either.
Any means. Just by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to give her so much credit where credit is due. She did awesome. She's doing a spectacular job. So precise and involved. And I wonder how many hours of work this has. I can't even imagine.
No.
Right.
She's amazing.
It's just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Donald Trump conspired in a criminal way? And, I mean, there are so many examples of him conspiring criminally, you know?
You know,
we can just listen enough.
Thing about Donald Trump is that he leads his followers to water. I don't know how do I put this? Donald Trump, the way I see him, he leads his cult to water and tells
mm-hmm.
them to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they drink, he walks away. He doesn't really tell them what to do or how to do it. He just
mm-hmm.
puts little ideas into their mind, into their head, and fires them up, and
mm-hmm.
then washes his hands of it.
Yeah,
like a mob boss. Like a mafia boss.
Well, yes, and he's gotten away with it his
mm-hmm.
whole life.
Exactly. That's what Eugene said today. That's what
yes.
he's all about, always.
Yes. Since he was
mm-hmm.
a young man, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
he, of course, he had Michael Cohen. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you ever get a chance to read Michael Cohen's book, boy,
mm-hmm.
Michael Cohen fell into his spell, hook, line, and sinker, as a young man, a very young man. And he did not need money. You know, Michael Cohen didn't need money. He was a successful lawyer. But he liked the power and the prestige and the kill at the end. And I don't mean like kill, like murder kind of kill.
Yeah, kill the deal.
Yeah, that's what
mm-hmm.
he liked. You remember Pretty Women? Pretty Woman.
Yes.
And the
yeah.
lawyer that he had, that lawyer that he had, when they would close all those deals on those companies that they would bank, those corporations that they would bankrupt, and then they
mm-hmm.
would, you know, they would bankrupt them, and they would cut them into pieces and make millions and millions. And that lawyer,
mm-hmm.
that was his high. He liked doing that more than anything else. That was like his kill mode. That's what I compare Donald Trump to. I do.
And
Mary Trump said that in her biography when she talked about the family. Her father was like that.
Yeah.
And you know, they got into trouble because they weren't renting to black or Hispanic people, only white
oh,
people.
Of course.
But outside
yeah.
of that, I mean, they're just crooks. They don't pay their contractors. They have they're slumlords, all kinds
mm-hmm.
of things, including Kirchner, the same thing.
Oh.
They're scum.
Mm-hmm.
The little bit that I saw of his testimony, he's very cocky, isn't he?
Mhm. Yes.
Real cocky.
Yeah, arrogant, stupid.
Arrogant. That was maybe the word that was about.
And he was
uh-huh.
supposed
mm-hmm.
to do peace in the Middle East. Really?
Jared Kushner.
Well, he made billions in the Middle East, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to Saudi Arabia and made billions and took it back for himself.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Exactly.
That should be against the law too, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should
be.
Listen, ladies, I want to play former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman. He testified and told Attorney John Eastman, who represents Donald Trump, the former president, about overturning results. And this is what he had to say to the January 6th committee.
What were your prior interactions with Eastman? He described for me what he thought the ambiguity was in the statute, and he was walking through it at that time. And I said, hold on a second, I want to understand what you're saying. You're saying that you believe the vice president, acting as president of the Senate, can be the sole decision maker as to, under your theory, who becomes the next president of the United States? And he said, yes. I said, are you out of your effing mind? That was pretty blunt. I said, you're completely crazy. I said, you're going to turn around and tell 78 plus million people in this country that your theory is this is how you're going to invalidate their votes because you think the election was stolen. And they're not going to tolerate that. He said, you're going to cause riots in the streets. And he said, words to the effect of there's been violence in the history of our country, Eric, to protect the democracy or protect the republic.
So that's Eric Hirschman. He testified, and he told John Eastman, who represents Donald Trump, that in a long shot, bit to overturn voting results, that challenging the certification of the 2020 presidential election was extremely problematic, and telling him, are you out of your fucking mind? Yes,
exactly.
Yes, he is. He's out of his fucking mind. We should have put him in jail, charged him with how much treason he did, and put him behind bars, he and his crime family and his associates. What don't they get about that? Donald Trump is a criminal. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Yep. He broke every law in the books.
He sure did.
Imagine if a Democrat did that.
would have been hung in the square in D.C.
And then
I just want to bring up one other thing. This is off subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
But the Republicans and Democrats were working on some new gun control. Has anyone heard anything? Have they gotten anywhere?
Well,
no,
from what I heard,
whatever they're doing is not very much. It's the bare minimum. But I don't think they passed anything for both houses. I think one of them did, but I didn't hear the rest.
Yeah, Senator Cornyn from Texas, has abandoned, and left the committee and won't negotiate further. He's in the clutches of the NRA, so, it was expected that this would happen, the NRA reason.
Well, according to what this little survey says, it says 89% of the country supports universal background checks. 86% support red flag laws. 60% support banning high capacity magazines. 56% support banning assault weapon sales. 52% support mandatory assault weapon buyback control. Really is as divisive as the gun lobby, the NRA, and some of these crazy politicians want us to think. Really, we're all on the same page, actually. America.
Yeah, I think all of this is related to the white supremacy. Trump is the front for them. He's too stupid to do anything else. But it's that fascism that is coming into our country, like World War II, that scares me to death. And part of it is, we got our big guns and our Kevlar vests and they look like they're ready to go into war. Why should any citizen have a machine gun that is more powerful than the ones they used in the Vietnam War? Is what I can't understand. That's not your voting right. The Second Amendment was written in 1776. They had muzzle loaders. They didn't have machine guns. And they had the British, the Indians. They were shooting chickens and buffalo. And they didn't. That's what they had a right for, to be a militia to help fight the British. There's no rhyme or reason that should apply today.
Do you think the Second Amendment should be amended or just totally scrapped? What's your thoughts on that, ladies?
I think it should be scrapped because it doesn't make any sense now.
No.
Even handguns, there's shootings every single day. We're the only country that has that.
Right. Because look on the Uvalde in Texas where the kids had to be identified by then.
Oh, that
you
was
know,
so
because
sad.
The faces were shut off. That's so disgusting.
I know.
And the NRA is like, oh, you're not taking our guns. Well, we're not trying to take your guns, you morons. We're trying to make you be responsible.
Yep.
You know?
Didn't the NRA go bankrupt because the Jean-Pierre, whatever his name is, used all the money for jets and all kinds of fun stuff? And
yeah,
he used the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Grifter. Yeah.
They're all grifters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
all
last.
Right, no, so about 10 minutes. All right, we need to wrap up in this 10 minutes, though. Again, I'm going to ask, where do we go from here? Who would you want to see testify on the January 6th committee? You know, what's next for the January 6th committee?
I am not sure what their fourth point, where their, you know, their the fourth day, what their plan is.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the focus was on Pence and, you know, everything around it, how it was built around it. I'm waiting to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what they're going to talk about. Is it tomorrow? I was trying to look for the schedule because I know it changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was supposed to be yesterday, and then they had it today, which is Thursday. I'm trying to find where the fourth one is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see
listed. Yeah, but anyway, it was a good show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not listening. I guess I'm too shy to call in, who knows. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got a lot of shares and thank everybody for sharing and liking and commenting.
Absolutely.
You know, as
yeah.
we grow from strength to strength, this is just a humble little radio show and, you know, we're gaining strength. So we thank everybody for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for doing what you're doing and getting the word out. I appreciate it.
Yes,
ma'am.
It does.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a good night.
You too.
I'll talk to you soon.
Ciao.
Okay. Ciao, ciao. Yes, ma'am. That was Susan, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Or a frequent caller. Yeah, I guess Madeline is out and about today with our cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should have a cocktail myself after the show. Because Donald Trump and the Republicans stress me the fuck out. I really hate these people.
Yeah.
I want them to lose in November. I mean, not by little, by a huge margin. I think the American people waking up and seeing what's happening. If we decide to stick to Fox News and watch crap, what a show, and instigating bullshit and violence, then hey, go ahead. You're an idiot just like them. But when November comes, the Democrats hopefully get the act together, get the message out there, stick to a cohesive message, and really bring down the Republican Party and Donald Trump. Donald Trump deserves to be in prison for what he did.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it is, you know, like, you know, we've been told, you know, that Garland is watching. I'm sure that
mm-hmm.
he is watching. I'm sure that he has a lot more information than we know. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that something has to come of this because it would be so unfair and such a
mm-hmm.
hit on our democracy if something did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is it.
Yes. Indeed. Yes, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lincoln Project. Have a couple ads out. And
yeah.
This is what we want to play so the viewers could listen and hear.
Okay.
This is the Lincoln Project. The title is Last Week in the Republican Party, dated June 14th, 2022. Here it is.
Thank you. other community, Pelosi and Sponge, that will endure like one dinner without chips.
Yes, we don't believe in abortion. No, we don't believe in homosexuality.
Would you trim our
toenails? I would trim our toenails with my teeth.
No, we don't accept Biden as our president. We stand on the word of the Lord.
Friday, June the 17th, and it says the House Select Committee on Meeting details. No, I'm not finding it. No, I thought I did. No, I don't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So, after what, I'm kind of frustrated about it because I kind of wanted to know if there's one tomorrow, but we'll find out.
Okay, so let me see. The next January 6th hearing. Set for next Thursday. Oh, damn it. Just Google the damn thing. You know, it's out there.
What?
Okay, yeah. Yanni, what do you think about him being drunk and saying all that garbage?
Yeah, he's losing it. I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
He's losing it. And, you know, I just want to set the record straight. I don't think Mike Pence is a hero by any means. I just had to give him his little bit of kudos for sticking it out to the end. And doing the right thing, you know.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. I, you know, beyond that.
Approximately 40 feet.
Yeah.
That's all there was.
Yes. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for listening, sharing, commenting. I want to thank Susie from Michigan calling in. We'll hope to see you and hear from you next Thursday. This has been Kitchen Politics 123. For June 16, 2022, I'm David Anthony Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi. I mean to say good night, everyone. Stay safe. Keep the faith, and we'll get through this. Good night, everyone, from Michigan. This is Lori Picka.
Drag motherfuckers through the street.
As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol.
40 feet between Vice President and the mob. Make no mistake about the fact the Vice President's life was in danger. Thank you.
the most deceptive, lying president in history finally told the truth. Somehow, it was more shocking than all his deceptions.
Well, you do testing to that extent. You're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Slow the testing down? Slow down our chance to save tens of thousands of lives. Slow down our understanding of where and how it's spreading. Slow down the steps to reopen the economy. Every single expert told him to test more and test faster. And now we know his response.
Slow the testing down, please.
That's why this November, more than ever, the choice is clear. It's America or Trump.
The MAGA Party knows what the 1-6 hearings will reveal. And the louder they get, the more guilty they sound.
What are you talking about? Stupid!
The criminal conspiracy to overthrow the United States of America on January 6th came from the top. From the man who controls the GOP with an iron grip.
Don't concede with his death.
Carried on by his aides and so-called lawyers.
We have to forget about the law.
His allies, by the mob, pushed by his media partners. All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. It's time to focus, to hold the line, and hold them accountable. The 1-6 committee needs to stop playing the polite old Washington game and crack down hard on the traitors who tried to destroy America. Because these hearings aren't about politics or party. They're about America's future. They're about a world that's run by you or them.